stop us now.
Good morning.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Breaking up with somebody because of their job. Have you had a relationship based on someone's job? 466-9696 for Facebook and Twitter to join the conversation. Good morning.
I have not, but my daughter's boyfriend broke up with her because she was going to go work at a golf course.
What's wrong with a golf course?
At a golf course in the pro shop, and there would be lots of, you know, customer service going on, and lots of gentlemen coming through.
She doesn't need him.
Yeah, no kidding. She does not need
things like that. Someone who's that insecure, that sounds like a fun life.
It worked out really well. She married another pro shop guy.
There you go.
It works out well. Good morning. Have you ended a relationship because of someone's job? Good morning.
So I don't know how to say this, but I was a professional dancer at night, where you wrap around a pole.
Yes.
Okay.
And I met my husband in the strip club.
You met? Okay.
And I had graduated college 3 years ago. I was trying to get on my feet. I got tired of waitressing, working odd jobs, and I had to do what I had to do to survive.
Yeah.
And he owned a business. I actually made more money than he did. And through the times, we stuck together for the 3 years. We are now married.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in real estate now, but at the time when he met me, I was at rock bottom.
Was it normal for you to date a patron?
No, it was not. I had actually only had worked there a month before I had met him.
Oh.
And all the girls said it was 10 times easier when you drink, and I'm not a drinker. I'm not your atypical dancer, let's say. I don't drink. That was the first time I ever drank in the club was with him.
Mm-hmm.
I never went home with him. He ended up stepping on my glasses, and that's how he got my phone number, because he had to pay to replace my glasses.
That's a smooth move there. Right? Holy moly.
And honestly, we have a beautiful home together. We don't have no kids yet, but I just think it's ironic that before in the past, I have broke up with people because of what they did for a job.
Right.
But then when I look at my life, I have no debt. I paid off all my college. I own my vehicle outright. We almost own our home.
Excellent.
All because I did what I did to survive.
Fantastic. Well, good for you. And
thank you for your story.
Thank you. That's all good news. So maybe that's what Patrick should do. He should try to grovel and see if he and Carly actually do match.
I don't think he should do that at all.
Okay.
I think they have different pictures of what they're like.
No, Patrick, go groveling back to her and say, please, please.
Yes, maybe they are meant to be. I don't know.
If he doesn't feel like they're meant to be, forcing it isn't a good idea.
Okay.
Okay, look, here's the deal.
All right.
If he felt like they were soulmates, her job would not be the deciding factor.
That is true. Yeah, okay. That is true.
All right, that makes sense.
I am into this.
Yeah.
Her job would not be the deciding factor.
Right.
Right?
Okay. All right. Good point. You can continue the conversation with us as well on Facebook and Twitter, KX969. If you need help with dates, we are here for you. Date 'em or dump 'em. Just direct message us with the title, Date 'em or Dump 'em. We'll do the best to help you out every Tuesday and Thursday at 720.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix 96.9 Morning Show.